KPMI Black Duck Bemidji, AM 1300 and translator W232 DS94.3. The Legends.
Bemidji State Women's Hockey has done its share of weathering the storm this season, taking on the number one, the number two, and the number three teams in the country. Last weekend, despite playing an unranked opponent, the Beavers found out they can't look past anyone.
I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying.
There's no way you're going to ever maintain your best level for 60 minutes. I don't think any team can do that. But there are times when you certainly have to, good lesson is, there's times when you have to survive and weather the storm. And the message is you got to keep playing. Every possession is so important. But the bottom line is you got to keep battling and stay focused and stay in the moment all the time.
Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. Every heartache will fade away, just like every storm runs out of rain.
Bemidji State Women's Hockey's been weathering the storm, taking on the number one, the number two, and the number three teams in the country. Last weekend, despite playing an unranked opponent, the Beavers found out they can't look past anyone.
Like I said, the first period Saturday, I thought we were all over them. I thought they did a pretty good job of keeping us away from grade A's, but we still had the puck a lot, didn't give them much. They were able to, like I said, win a puck battle to get the first one and a couple of turnovers by us, and now all of a sudden you're looking up at a three-goal deficit, so...
At some point, the sun will shine for this Beaver squad, because every storm runs out of rain.
And when you fall back down, keep on remembering. Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. Every heartache will fade away, just like every storm.
Definitely going to be a battle. It's not going to be easy whatsoever. I think we can take it to them. If we come out and play Beaver hockey, I think we'll be fine. But we got to put the puck in the back of the net. As simple as that. I mean, we got to start simple.
Bemidji State Women's Hockey takes on St. Cloud State. Game one of our weekend series is next. But first, our Budweiser pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.
Network is brought to you by Budweiser, distributed by DS Beverages, Choice Therapy, Allen Suits, and Thrivet Financial. Let's put your plans in motion. Ray's Sport and Marine. Get out on the water. Applebee's of Bemidji. Gasland Garage Door. When you can't get the garage door up, call Gasland Garage Door. Bemidji Sports Center. Atme Tools. Do your best work. Donlinger GM. Find new roads. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh, freaky fast delivery. St. Michael Furniture. Hot spring hot tubs of northern Minnesota. Take the first step toward finding the perfect hot tub. Lakes Market and Lakes Liquor. Pepsi Nye Bottling. Pepsi, that's what I like. Stitchworth Meats. Bemidji First City Liquor Store. Text Cheers to 218-444-1037. Paul Bunyan Communications. Your home for the Gigazone. The Green Mill. Pizza, pasta, beer, and wings. Otter Tail Power Company. Powering our communities. First National Bank of Bemidji. The Pet Zone. And by the Hearing Wellness Center. Enjoy better hearing. Your home for the Beavers for 23 years. The Beaver Radio Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you here on the Beaver Radio Network. Back at our Rays Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast Studio. It is good to be back home again. Back-to-back weekends for Bemidji State. Much needed reprieve after a tough series of games. Like I said, the Beavers have definitely had to weather the storm, playing all top three teams in the last month or so. And last weekend, they finally were able to snap a six-game losing streak with a 2-1 win over Mankato on Friday, unfortunately lost on Saturday, despite coming out and playing really strong in that first period. The Mavericks took advantage of a 1 minute breakdown and scored three times. Beavers just weren't able to regroup after that. Also snapping a six-game win streak, losing streak was the visitors tonight, St. Cloud State. They are coming off of a 4-1 and 4-0 sweep over the St. Thomas Tommies, and that snapped their six-game losing skid. So looking at these two teams, even records or so, Beavers with three wins in overall action, Huskies with four wins overall. These two teams very familiar with each other, of course, over the course of the years, but Bemidji State's crew that they have this year has a lot of experience in scoring against this Husky squad. Reese Hunt, the senior out of Nelson, British Columbia, an alternate captain with 3 goals and 4 assists in her career against St. Cloud State. Gabby Smith with 2 goals and an assist. Taylor Nelson with 1 goal and 3 assists. And Kate Bolin, the senior captain, with 4 assists. So the Beavers current staff on the ice tonight will have some at least knowledge of this Husky team, despite the Huskies being very different than they have been in years past. They're under a new head coach who also has a great pedigree. Brian Adelsky, if you don't recall, was the head coach of the University of North Dakota women's program before it was folded. Had some amazing teams there in Grand Forks. He's hoping to bring the same thing to this Husky nation, and well, Beavers and Huskies will battle it out here tonight. Our Budweiser pregame show continues. We visit with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. We also visit with McKenna Deering. The sophomore out of South St. Paul will join us. That's on the way next. Beavers, Huskies, on the way. Just 24 minutes away, our opening faceoff right here at the Sanford Center in Bemidji on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Get a great deal on the versatile, powerful Kubota M-Series tractors and hay tools. Everything you need to mow, rake, bale, lift, and more. You can write it off the lot and write it off your taxes. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 48 months. Plus, customer instant rebate savings. Now through December 31st, subject to credit approval. Consult your tax advisor and see Acme Tools for full details. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools. Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
The Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications delivers the fastest, most reliable internet you can get. Upgrade to the secure fiber optic speed you need. Fiber-powered internet with Gigazone Blast Wi-Fi lets you stream HD video in one room, download an album in another, Snapchat in here, or dominate the latest game in here all at once. That's the fast, reliable power of fiber. Get in the Gigazone. Featuring Gigazone Blast Wi-Fi. Contact Paul Bunyan Communications today.
Hi, my name is Gail Reese, General Manager at Pepsi Nye Bottling of Bemidji. We're looking for a few individuals with a CDL or those looking to obtain one. Nye Bottling is a family-owned business that's been a fixture in the Bemidji area for over 50 years. We've been extremely fortunate to have great long-term employees over the years. You could start a career here with us. Our open positions receive competitive wages and great benefits. Contact me today. I want to talk to you about joining our team. My direct line is 218-751-3847, extension 104. Hope to hear from you soon.
The Jim Scanlon pregame show is next. Brought to you by Choice Therapy on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you're coming off of a weekend split against Minnesota State Mankato. What was the message to your team as you opened up practice on Monday?
Probably the biggest thing is just playing consistently or doing our best to play consistently for 60 minutes. Obviously, we felt we had a really solid first period on Saturday. And unfortunately, we had that minute stretch there where a couple mistakes, and now you find yourself in a 3-0 hole, and you know, obviously a big hole to try to climb out of. But outside of that, there was a lot of good. I thought we had a great first period. I love the way we defended,
I thought as a group, our defense played really, really well in that period as far as closing. Closing quickly, really good gap play. We just didn't give them anything in terms of opportunities. We did outshoot them 11-3, but the quality of our shots was not exactly a lot of grade A. So that's a challenge. We know St. Cloud's is going to be very difficult in terms of trying to get to the net. But you got to go to those hard areas. You got to try to get those greasy goals.
What did practice look like this week? I know your team got a chance to meet with a nutritionist, a dietitian, and then also I saw some stuff on social media that your team did some skills and some team bonding.
Well, we had I think I heard your question, Kelly. I know we started off the week Halloween. We had a Halloween skate on Monday. some very, very talented players in terms of what they came up with their costumes, and that was a lot of fun. Tuesday, we did have a nutritionist come in, and I thought it was really beneficial. She was with the group for over an hour, and there were a lot of questions afterwards. And there's just so many aspects of that. She's a dietitian and a nutritionist, so it was just really helpful. Just in terms of things to drink or eat after a workout, prior to a practice, after a practice, just a lot of really good stuff. And we had some good practices. Obviously, I thought we had some real good work days. I had to go over to the BCA on Thursday due to the concert. But it's when you go over there, it's always a good sheet of ice, and it's cold, and it seems to always be a crisp practice. So it was good.
You let your team go to the concert last night. What was your thought on letting them attend a Dustin Lynch concert?
It's all about the experience, Kelly. It's all about being a college student. We've got this beautiful facility, and we had a pretty popular performer in town. And if you're in town, I think, hey, you gotta take advantage of it and get a chance to go to a concert. It's something that those that have went to it will certainly always remember. And again, just the fact that it was here, we were off, good opportunity, because it doesn't happen very often.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Budweiser pregame show. We come back, we'll visit with Bemidji State's McKenna Deering. She joins us next. It's our player profile brought to you by Choice Therapy on the Beaver Radio Network.
Bring the game to you. This is Beaver Hockey on AM 1300, The Legends.
What takes 1 second? A cannonball in Lake Bemidji? Nope. Selfie with Paul Bunyan? Try again. First National Bank Bemidji Digital Banking lets you control your account instantly. Lost your debit card? Deactivate it fast. Need to split a restaurant bill? Send money right from your phone. It's tech backed by people-first support. First National Bank Bemidji. Member FDIC.
Hallelujah! Hey, Percy, what you shouting over there for?
Well, I'm just so thankful, Iggy. I'm a great-looking fish. I got a wonderful aquarium here at the Pet Zone, and they feed me every day.
Well, I'm thankful, too. I've got a nice heat rock to lay on all winter, and they feed me live crickets every day.
That's what I'm talking about. Rick and the staff sure know how to keep us healthy and happy.
Yeah, makes me want to sing, too. Hi, Macarena.
Hey, there's customers in here.
Oh, sorry. Hey, for pets and pet care, come to the Pet Zone of the Simonson Center, Bemidji.
And besides, Iggy, you can't sing.
Well, aren't we a little full of ourselves today?
Come to the Pet Zone in the Simonson Center, Bemidji.
Hey, it's Brandon with Ray's Sport and Marine here in Bemidji. Stop in and see us and see how we can help you get on the water with brands from Lund, Crestliner Boats, powered by Mercury Marine, and Viaggio Pontoons, also powered by Mercury Marine. If you're looking to hit the dirt, stop on in and see what we can help you with Articat Off-Road. If you're looking to stay on the water, stop in or call us at 218-444-1010 and talk to our qualified service and parts team to get you back out on the water. Ray's Sport and Marine, 1728 Fern Street Northwest, a mile and a half north of the airport.
Our player profile is next. Brought to you by Alan Zoots and Private Financial on the Beaver Radio Network.
For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is McKenna Deering, a sophomore defender out of South St. Paul, Minnesota. And Mac, you had a great weekend last weekend on the ice. I know Coach and I talked about it in post game, and we both agreed. Probably your best weekend of the year. Did you feel pretty good out there?
Yeah, I thought it was definitely a good weekend for me. I think it helped playing against one of my former teammates, Lily Ramirez. It was fun to be able to have that opportunity to play against her, and I think our battle against each other just was what helped me have a good weekend. My sister after the game shot me a text and said that she thought it was my best weekend too so far this year. So I thought it was a good one, and hopefully it continues.
I actually was going to ask you about Lily. I saw you taking pictures together after Saturday's game. How neat is it to be able to play against a fellow former teammate from South St. Paul? And are there any others that are playing in our league?
Yeah, me and Lily were D partners since, I don't even know when, 7th grade, maybe 8th grade. We were super close all of high school, still are super close. She's one of my best friends. It was weird at center faceoff looking up and seeing her across, straight across from me, but it was super fun. I remember we went into the corner with each other, and it was just like kind of a little giggle because it was like our first time, but it was awesome. Her grandparents were here, my grandparents were here, and like our families are super close, so it's a great opportunity. We're the only two in our league from South St. Paul, so...
I would have thought there'd be a lot more than just you two, but how cool.
There's opportunity for some more, so.
Yeah, good, good. How much do you think you've grown since your freshman year as far as a player here?
Yeah, I think last year, obviously coming in as a freshman, you're nervous, you have the nerves in you. Confidence has definitely gone up. I think it still can improve always, everything can always improve, but I think this past weekend, like I said, was something that was good, and hopefully it continues, but yeah, it's been good.
What was your off-season preparation for this year look like? What was it like getting ready for this season? What did you do?
Yeah, so I work hockey camps all summer, Palmquist camp. He was my high school coach. He does his summer camp for South St. Paul, so I always work that. That keeps me on the ice, which is nice. I don't have to go find ice, like, open because we don't have a lot of that. Obviously, our lifting program that John gives us, we do that. I do that. My coaches from high school actually let me use the gym at our rink and at our high school. So they help out a lot to find resources for that. But I also worked a hockey camp in Breezy Point. So just trying to stay on the ice and get the lifts in.
It definitely shows. Mac, who inspired you to play hockey?
Oh, man. I mean, I know my dad played, so I would say maybe my dad, but I really think it would be my sisters. Both my sisters played, and I think watching them play made me want to play and grow up to be like them, and we actually all three played together my 7th grade year, so I would definitely say my sisters. I've always looked up to them, and we always make a joke. My dad coached both my sisters, and he never coached me, so we always say maybe that's the reason that they didn't play college hockey, but yeah, I would say my sisters.
Your dad's gonna see this, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've talked about it before. He mentioned it in my sister's, like, at my sister's wedding too. So we joke about it quite a bit.
Well, you have an interesting connection to Bemidji State. Mm-hmm. I saw in your bio your aunt Tamara Newton played in the early years of BSU women's hockey and soccer. Mm-hmm. How cool is it to kind of follow in her footsteps?
Yeah, it's super cool. She loves it that I'm here. I know, and I think it's huge to see her, or for her to see me here doing what she was here doing, and she is one of my biggest supporters and loves to watch me, so it's awesome.
Is she one of the reasons why you came to BSU, or what else brought you here?
Yeah, I think she was. I remember when I found out that Bemidji, like, was interested in me, I was like, oh, wow, that's super interesting. Like, that's where my aunt went to school. So it definitely had a factor because I had a relation to it. But I think overall the atmosphere, the coaches made me feel really welcomed, and they just felt like family, felt like home. And I've always grown up being outdoorsy, and being on the lake is awesome. So...
Well, you're not only a hockey player, you're also a student here at BSU. What's your major?
I actually just switched. I'm doing sports management with a minor in business. So, yeah, I was physical education, health education, but I just didn't want to be just in strictly education. I would love to maybe teach, but wasn't 100% sure, so I wanted something more broad.
Awesome. You're playing St. Cloud State this weekend. What do you expect to see out of the Huskies?
They're going to be a good team. I mean, they brought Wisconsin into overtime. They kept the Gophers close. I think it's definitely going to be a battle. It's not going to be easy whatsoever. I think we can take it to them. If we come and play like we did against the Gophers, I think it was Friday. I don't know. I thought we came out really hard against them. If we come out and play Beaver hockey, I think we'll be fine. But we got to put the puck in the back of the net. As simple as that. I mean, we got to start simple. So,
well, good luck this weekend, Mac. We'll see you on the ice.
Perfect. Thank you.
get inside the game without taking a slap shot to the face. This is Beaver Hockey on AM 1300, The Legends.
Hockey fans, don't miss another call.
What's the penalty?
Call the folks at Hearing Wellness Center and make an appointment to get your hearing checked before the puck drops on another season.
You may not always agree with the call, but at least you'll hear it.
Hearing Wellness Center of Bemidji, the people who care about what your life sounds like. 218-333-8833. That's 218-333-8833. Hearing Wellness Center of Bemidji.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. We're Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent, and we're here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 218-444-0202 to get started. That's 218-444-0202. That's Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent Financial.